Time for another Tiger Time Report. Scott Jensen, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Morning, Chris.
Yeah. What do you have this morning?
Well, kids have just started summer school today. We're excited about that. We stopped down at Washington, and there was a lot of excited kids to be a part, and they were super excited because they're kids from all over the city, and they're ready to get on the new Washington playground that
is only
a couple years old. So some of the kids from other schools were really excited about that. It was kind of fun. We have Kevin in here for sure today, who has a couple great things going on with the foundation that we want to make sure that we highlight.
Good deal. Well, Kevin, welcome. Nice
Chris,
to have you here.
How are you?
I'm well.
Long time no see.
I've seen enough of you.
I know, yes.
I enjoy seeing you all the time.
You had a good time at the ball game.
Yeah, last week.
That was fun. Salt Dogs.
It was a good week, yeah.
The Monarchs came up from KC. Have a common interest there in the Monarchs.
Yes. Yeah. Very good stuff. I know you want to talk a little bit about a program that very important with the Fremont Family YMCA, and you have your golf tournament, but probably going to go with the Y first?
I think that'd be great. We have partnered with the YMCA in the past. On one occasion, they had some issues with lost some of their funding for the first grade Learn to Swim. And so we partnered with the Y and with the Rotary Club, Fremont Rotary Club, and kind of came in and helped them for half a year. This year, we talked with leadership at the Y, and including Nikki, who's here, and the Fremont Public School Foundation, its board of directors, decided that we would go in early with our partnership. And so we're excited to be helping to sponsor the first grade Learn to Swim program, and it's part of a real great initiative that that the Fremont Family YMCA has. And fortunate to have Nikki here along with Todd Seawall from our board, and he's also on the board, I believe, at the YMCA. Or have you?
Not anymore.
He's gone off that board.
Oh, got off that one.
I've split allegiances now.
But he's on our foundation board, so we're appreciative of him and his knowledge and expertise. But Nikki is here to talk about the nuts and bolts of the new initiative and of the first grade Learn to Swim.
Yeah, that's a great program, and man, tell us more. I know, how many kids does this affect? It's got to be easily, could it be in the 1,000 range?
Yes. Yep. In the first grade, every single first grader in the area goes through this program. So it touches every single first grade student in Fremont Public Schools. So we're excited to have this partnership with the foundation again this year. We were just talking before this about Dodge County has 14 square miles of open water. So water safety is something that's really important in our area, and all of the students get the benefit of this program. So
yeah,
we're really excited. We've expanded our Learn to Thrive program for the coming up school year. And we, in addition to the first grade Learn to Swim, second grade Learn to Skate, we'll also have kindergarten Learn to Ride a Bike.
Oh, nice.
We'll talk about helmet safety, scooter safety along with that. We also will have fourth grade Outdoor Ed out at Camp Christensen. So we're excited to pilot that program with Fremont Public Schools. We also will start having family nights. So each of the public schools, their kindergarten through first through fourth grade schools, will get to come and have the Y to themselves for an evening and get to experience all of our new the play zone, the event courts. They'll get to do some roller skating. We'll feed them dinner. Give the families a chance to have some community and get to know some of the other organizations in the community will be there as well. So
that's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's why you need some help with those kind of programs, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I think it is. It's really important. The swim portion of that, as you said, with 14 square miles of water in Dodge County, it makes a big impact, doesn't it?
Huge impact.
Yeah. Maybe get into the details of the, this isn't just a go one time and okay, you're a swimmer now.
Right. You're right. Yep. Each of these students gets four lessons and they're taught just like our regular swim lessons. So they get bused to the Dillon Family Aquatic Center. They get part of the lesson is instruction and then they actually get into the water and they get to come and do that four times.
Nice.
So they can actually learn to swim during the course of this program.
Yeah, that is. It is very important. And boy, you can tell a difference. We haven't had any incidents around here, for a knock on wood. But boy, for young kids, it's always a concern, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being a part of that and expanding on it, making it even more. I mean, everything else that you're doing along with that is important, too. The ride the bike part.
Yeah. Yep, we're really excited about that one.
I like it. Yeah. Todd, your involvement with the foundation, I'm sure that you approve of all this, don't you?
Absolutely. I am still a huge supporter of the Y, and this is a fantastic program, and it's just a great opportunity for the foundation. We are always looking for ways to support more students, because there are certain aspects of what we support only hit maybe a small portion, but this is probably one of the biggest that I can see, aside from like the Chromebook. That it is going to hit so many students, and then you give it enough years that we can potentially continue to do this, we are going to touch every student that walks through Fremont Public Schools. So it's just a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, it's not just a Fremont Family YMCA member-only deal. This is every kid who's going to school, and that means every kid is going to learn. I like it. And another way to fund that would be obviously to maybe go golf, huh?
Well, yeah, and exactly. We're going to use some of our golf funds that we raise. It's our biggest fundraiser every year is our golf tournament. And in the past, we've used the golf tournament funds for things like special field trips to the Kiewit Luminarium. We've done leadership camps, UNO leadership camps for elementary kids. We've supported special arts programs in partnership with the Fremont Opera House that come into our schools and do special things at the high school. So lots of different things that we've done with some of the proceeds from the golf tournament. And we talked as a board about a month ago with the idea of here's an opportunity partnering with the YMCA for this first grade Learn to Swim. And we had unanimous support on the board. As Todd said, everybody sees the importance of this. Every single student in Fremont Public Schools who's in first grade will be touched by this and be able to take advantage of the opportunity. So proceeds from our tournament this year will go toward our sponsorship of this event. And it's not just, I call it an event. It goes on all year. They're going to start in September, and they aren't able to get through all the first grade classes until sometime in the spring. So it's a long involved process that they go through, and they partner with the physical education department, the elementary physical education department in Fremont, and a supplement to their curriculum. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and in talking about the amount of open water that we have, we were talking earlier about, so that covers things like the state lakes and pools and the private lakes, that kind of thing. But we were talking about the casual water. Fremont, obviously, we're pretty flat,
right?
But when you have ditches that have water in them a lot, and I don't know if that was included in that counting of the amount of square miles that we have that are open water. But that kind of water in the neighborhoods, it's important for our kids to know how to treat that with respect and how to be safe around that water. So this is something our entire board is behind. They're very supportive of it. And we're thrilled that we can partner once again with the YMCA on a greater degree than we have in the past. We're ramping up our support of it, and we're excited to be part of that.
As far as the golf tournament, when is the golf tournament? And give us the details of all that, if you would.
Sure. Well, luckily, Todd, he's on our board of directors. He's also on our committee for the golf tournament.
Okay.
So he can help chime in here if I forget something with the golf tournament. That's going to be on July 13th, and that's a Monday. We're going to be at the Fremont Golf Club, one of the premier golfing sites in the state of Nebraska. It's a noon sign-in for teams that have already registered, and a 1 o'clock shotgun start. So $100 if you're a golf club member, $150 if you're not, and we want you to sign up as a team. And you can do that on our website. You can go in there, and there's a little button there to click about the Jim Evers Classic, and you can go on there, and it has a registration right there online for you to do. You can pay online. We have a great system now that allows people to do that, or you can pay with a check. You can drop it off at our offices, 130 East 9th Street, the central office down by the city park. Or you can pay the day of if you'd like to do that. We have people there that will more than readily take your money if you'd like to do that. So a lot of neat things going. Todd's golfed in our tournament, and he's also been a helper in our golf tournament for years doing things. You want to talk a little bit about the things you get as a team and as a member of the
Well, of course, you always get your golf. There's a commemorative gift. It's a very nice one this year, very neat. There's dinner included. And also what I typically do, I don't golf anymore. I keep the players fed during the round. We're out there grilling brats from FNBO. So please, I think it's a great opportunity to come support the foundation, support all the kids in the Fremont area and the public school system. And one other thing, not only do we need golfers, but if you have your business, we're always looking for sponsors, ways to give potentially to be a presenting sponsor, partner sponsor. 19th hole, and then there's always ways to be to if you want to get mention of your business out there more. We have swag bags that we can give out to golfers. If you have golf things that you would like to present to the golfers, we have little bags to give them. So there are many different ways for you to get your business name out there. We are happy to take those, and you can contact Kevin Earlywine for any of that.
Yep, you can reach me at my office phone number, 402-727-3027. You can also, as I said, go to our website and or Facebook and see us there, and you can find the link. You can go right online. We have QR codes there. You can click on those and register online. You can choose the kind of sponsorship you'd like to take part in. The Chamber is helping us out. We're going to be on Monday Marketeer. And they're also going to do a blast to all the Chamber members for both teams and also for sponsorships. So we're hoping to get a really good turnout this year. We've already got over half the number of slots that we can take. The club likes to say, let's keep it no more than 30, because otherwise it bogs down. Mm-hmm. So we try to keep it at that number for Nathan's benefit. And we're already over halfway there, so we're hoping to max that out. And I can tell Nathan he's got to go get a couple more carts for us.
Nice. I'm curious, Todd, was it you're not playing in the tournament? Is that because of Kevin or?
No, that is because it's a day. I'm a board member of the foundation, so I consider it. It's my donation to work.
I thought maybe you got stuck behind him. No.
That would have been terrible. That would have been awful.
For you golfers, I am a big golfer. For those that don't know me, this is a fantastic scramble. It is not a six-hour round of golf.
No, it's not.
It moves very well. That's why we keep the level, the numbers to where they are, so you move around very nicely.
I just had to make that clear. If you get behind Kevin, it's not going to be slow.
I always get stuck on that windmill hole.
Oh,
where I can't get through the windmill hole. I can't get through there. I hate that.
I know.
Maybe that's a different course. Maybe I'm not on the same course. I don't know. No, the brats are very much appreciated. Todd's done this for a number of years. FMBO, as long as I can remember, they've done the brats. And we've appreciated that. Matt comes out and helps you, or could be just about anybody from the bank comes out and helps. And everybody looks forward to having the brats at the turn. They're there between number one hole and number 10, and it's a nice thing that they do for us.
For sure. All right. Scott Jensen, are you going to golf, or you're not a golfer?
I think it's on a board meeting night again. Kevin tries to do that. He saw me golf 1 year, and after that, he always schedules it on a board meeting night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hard to believe. We really appreciate all the work that the foundation does. It's hard to believe we're into summer already and talking about the golf tournament again. But the foundation does so much for public schools. And like Todd had said, whether it be the Chromebooks or dual credit assistance or the Learn to Swim program, so many things where they touch so many kids, and just greatly appreciate it. And the partnership we have with them and the Y and just community industry and businesses, it's just a success story that can't be told enough, I believe.
But, yeah, for sure. Well, Nikki, thank you. Also, a lot of good information for the YMCA's Learn to Swim program. So you won't start that up again until school starts, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. These programs all start in the fall, the 2026-2027 school year.
All right. Very good. That's going to wrap it up. Awesome. Scott, you have anything else?
One more thing, and even though it's the beginning of the summer, we're really encouraging people to get online and register their kids for school. If you're new to town or if you have a kindergartner coming up, FremontTigers.org, you can go online and start the registration process, and it will be fall of 26 before we know it.